I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about how you talk to yourself and how words do matter when you are speaking to yourself. It's, you know, growing up, we were always taught, or I know I was always taught, that words matter. Words matter in how you speak to others. You don't want to be hurtful. You don't want to say something that could hurt somebody else's feelings, you know, but very rarely was that conversation about words and the power of words ever taught to me about how I talk to myself. It was usually how I talk to others, or, you know, how I react to others, how I respond to others, and how I could affect others. And it was never really discussed to me, with me, about how my words to myself are even more powerful than words I might say to others and could be more damaging than even what other people say to me. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading on this, and it really, you know, turned on a light bulb in my head, because a lot of the times when I'm feeling down, when I'm upset or hurt or angry, I find that I say things like, I am stressed, I am hurt, I am alone, I am, you know, not lovable, I am not good enough, I am weak, I am. It's not I am feeling, not, you know, this is making me feel, it is I am. That I translate an emotion, a negative emotion typically, into being what defines me and who I am as a person. And when I read that and I started to frame it that way, it's really one of those things that you notice. You know, they say the story like, oh, you want to buy a red car, and all of a sudden you see that red car everywhere you go. Like, it's the focus forefront of your mind. So when I started to do some reading, particularly in one of Brené Brown's books, it's like, it jumps to me. It comes to my, you know, immediately I'm like, catch myself doing it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm always saying I am this, I am that. And it's caused me to pause. It's caused me to hear myself go down that path and stop and say, wait a minute. Yes. Am I upset about this? Yes. I'm upset about it. This is causing me to be upset, but it doesn't mean that I am defined by that, that I am, you know, unlovable, that I am not respected, that I am not worthy. It doesn't mean or define who I am. And that has been a hard pill to swallow and huge, because I, you know, didn't realize how negatively that I talk to myself and how changing how you talk to yourself can be a game changer. And I find that the more that I am intentional with how I speak to myself, and the more that I have focused on that, the more I really made some changes. And one thing that I've started to do, which has been huge for me, is say the words out loud. And you're like, what? What do you mean? You know, a lot of the times the negative words, the negative thoughts we have about ourselves, we internalize. Like, I'm not telling somebody, you know, I feel like garbage. I feel like I'm not worth it. I feel like I don't deserve it. I don't say that to, or tell my partner that. I don't really tell my friends that or my family, but I say it to myself. And after a while, you start to believe it. So one of the tips that I have developed is I go into the bathroom and I say it out loud in the mirror. Holy mackerel, was that an eye opener? To look yourself in the eye and face yourself in the mirror and to stand there and say, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, was a game changer. Because you wouldn't say that. Who would you say that to? Would you tell your enemy that? Would you tell someone that you hate? Most likely not. While you might think it, would you say it to their face? Would you say it to someone when you know that it's intentionally going to hurt them and cause them pain? No, you typically would not. So why do you say that to yourself? Why do you treat the one person that's born the same day as you and dies the same time as you, the one person you go through every single living experience, the one person that's there for you through absolutely everything, why would you treat them like garbage? You shouldn't. And I found that when I looked in the mirror and when I actually saw myself and really truly looked at myself and heard those words come out, it left me speechless because I couldn't imagine ever treating anyone like that. And I thought, I'm not treating myself like that. You know, have I been through a lot? I've been through a lot, but I am not going to treat myself like that. So I find that now that this is something that's constantly on my mind, that when something is affecting me and I hear those negative words, I hear those negative thoughts, I hear those negative beliefs starting to form, I do another couple of things. I journal about it. Where's this coming from? Because very rarely is your negative belief, such as I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough, caused by one instance, or is it caused by one person's way they treat you or your experience with one person? It's usually based on numerous experiences. And I find that by journaling and by writing it down and getting it on paper, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And then I read it back to myself and I try to figure out, where is this coming from? Why is that my go-to thought? Why was that my instinct is to think something negative? And then I reframe it. And I say, no, Melinda, you're not saying like you're not, you might, let's say I did do great on a work project, or I send something to my boss, a project that I'd been assigned that I'm working on, and it comes back with a slew of edits. Let me tell you, that happens all the time. And that was hard for me. That was a hard pill for me to swallow because I was like, oh my God, does this mean I'm not good enough? Does he think that am I a bad employee? Am I not good at my job? Am I not worthy of my position? Where now I find myself and I'm like, you know what? Let's explore this. Do I really think that that's what he was thinking when he sent me those? Absolutely not. I don't believe that he was thinking that. And I don't think that that's accurate. I don't think that's a true statement. That is not true. Just because I received a lot of edits or maybe didn't do the best on one court case or in one area of my life, or you know, I had a fight with someone and I might have said something out of turn, doesn't redefine who I am. And I'll rephrase it and say, I didn't do a great job on that project. Or if I say, I felt like I slack. Let's say I'm admitting to myself, you know, I know that I didn't show up the best that I could. Does it mean I am lazy? Does it mean I am a lazy person? Absolutely not. The last thing I would do is define myself as a lazy person in general. I mean, I'm not lazy. But could I have acted in a lazy way on a certain project? Yeah, I could have. Or in a certain instance, did I drag my feet? Yeah, I could. So what do I reframe it as and say, you know what, on this project, I didn't have the best. I kind of showed up not myself. I didn't fully show up for this project. And treat it as how I am in one instance and in that particular instance, and not a generalized statement. Because generalized statements are very rarely true and can do more damage than good. So I just wanted to give a little food for thought that really what you say to yourself does matter, because the words that you say internally are what you repeat to yourself. And then after time, it will be what you believe. And I truly believe that when you change the wording of I am to this caused me to feel, or I am feeling, it will be a huge game changer and you will definitely see a confidence boost. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.